The power of touch. It's so significant that our gospel today points out two examples where the power of touch leads to miracles. The woman who has spent her life in difficulty touches Jesus' cloak. He asks, "Who touched me?" Because when you're touched in the right way, you know it. It impacts you as well as the one doing the touching. He calls her daughter. It's the only time in the entire Gospels where Jesus uses that title. You remember one time his mother and brothers and cousins come to see him, and they announce to Jesus, "Your mother and brother and cousins are here." And he says, "Who are my mother and brother and cousins?" "Those who do the will of the Father." That's who's mother and brother and cousin to me. And so this woman who has done the will of the Father is called daughter. She has a relationship with Jesus. The healing that takes place of Jairus' daughter is significant because it's the word of touch that matters so much. The culture at the time of Jesus was fraught with problems. The economy was bad. There was religious dissension. Social stratas were arguing with one another. Everything about their culture was going wrong, much like ours today. There were different groups, the Essenes, the Sadducees, the Pharisees. They all had different solutions to the problem. All of their solutions were reasonable and value-driven. What their arguments were about is which should be first. Doesn't that sound familiar? It's not what can we do in total that will help us. It's who's first. Who has to give in first? Who has to relent? Who has to show themselves to be vulnerable? And we're also staunchly adamant about our position. We won't give an inch, which leads to the tension that exists. In that tense world, Jesus shows us that the power of touch can be miraculous in changing people's lives. The family who in the gospel sees Jesus heal their loved one changes. They come to believe in something that's bigger and more important. The first reading today says death does not come into the world at God's will. Death is the work of the devil and those who follow him. And people were worried at the time of Christ because all they saw were these acts of violence that led to death. And they were afraid they were going to die, that God was not with them. So Jesus works very hard to show them that God is present. Through the power of touch, through the touching that they can do to one another. You know about touch. It can be intrusive and violent, or it can be gentle and peaceful. Words can be intrusive and accusatory, or they can be gentle and supportive. We can't just want to receive the good things. We have to be willing to give them. And in our gospel today, Jesus sets in motion that deeper reality that those who are healed by the touch of his word, by the gospel, by the touch of their hearts, benefits such a degree that they become different people and learn to use their own power of touch in a very good way. This week, you will have multiple opportunities to touch people in a good and gentle in a loving and forgiving and kind way. You'll have time after time during your day where you will have to ask the question, did I use my power in a good way? Or have I joined in following the evil one that uses the power of words or the power of touch in an intrusive and accusatory way that demands and dictates to people? Seems such a small thing to ask people to be kind to one another, to touch one another in a gentle way. But it is the power, the miraculous power, that will change the tension in our world into a better place. But we have to be willing to do it. I have to be willing to ask myself how I use the power of touch, to watch myself each day and examine my conscience to say, have I used this power in a good way? Or have my words been harsh and accusatory and judgmental? Have my touches been severe and divisive? My brothers and sisters, God is alive and well and present among us in your heart. He reaches out to touch you with his forgiveness and love, and to ask us to touch one another in the same way.